So Third Way is a moderate think tank based in D.C., and so our job then is to kind of brief policymakers on a wide variety of issues. So Third Way is an organization, handles national security, they handle social policy, and there's an economic program. And so my job is trade analysis, and we've been doing this for a number of years on different trade agreements. But this one, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, obviously this is an important part. You know, agricultural, U.S. is the top ag exporter in the world, some $150 billion of ag exports, and almost half of that, 40% of that, goes to TPP countries. So this is why it's an important issue to look at.
Now, in their report, Third Way summarized major ag provisions in the deal, which includes food safety, biotech goods, subsidies, and market access, which he says is important for agriculture.
So TPP cuts out 18,000 tariffs overall, thousands of which are agriculture. And so that's a great issue that, you know, we can compete now. And so the market access question, basically think about it this way. If we're trying to send something overseas, or even if you think about it locally, maybe is a better way to think about it. I'm going to sell you a product for $10 and someone says, well, I'll sell it for $9. You're going to go with a $9 product if it's exactly the same. And so that's exactly what's kind of happening here. You know, if we're not playing the same playing field, a level playing field, we're going to hurt. Our producers are going to suffer and our consumers suffer, right? So that's the point that TPP tries to correct.
And Chittaran says the report also shows what U.S. producers stand to lose by comparing our current market access to one of our competitors, Australia, who has locked in numerous trade deals throughout Asia.
So right now, the U.S. is U.S. and all the other 11 other countries signed it. So now it has to go through just domestic processes. So this is kind of where the meat of it is. And this is where U.S. producers and U.S. companies and then kind of us, consumers of all these products, we kind of suffer. So what we did was we said, well, we hear all these like numbers, 18,000 tariff cuts and the food safety laws and all these high standard rules that we have, but what does that actually mean? So we looked at what's the difference between tariff rates going into certain countries. So we looked at Japan, right? Third biggest economy in the world, and U.S. is going to have agreement with that through TPP. Australia, another member of TPP, already has an agreement with, a bilateral agreement with Japan. And just on any real measure that we used, right? Because ultimately, every consumer is slightly price sensitive, depending on what it is. And probably if I saw 15% tax on something I didn't, for the same product, I wouldn't buy it. There'd be no need to buy it. You know, I'd buy the cheaper one, which is the same thing. So this basically knocks off, it levels the playing field. Every single country is kind of raced to kind of fill the gap.